Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our special pre-Tehillim Shira through the Young Israel Vladimir. So, this week's Parshas, Parshas Vaschanan. A lot to learn in Parshas Vaschanan. Don't worry, it's not what we're doing tomorrow in Shira. Parshas Vaschanan, and there's a few major topics, and of course, all the minor topics. What did he say?
The week used reminders.
But it's not. So the Parshas Vaschanan begins with Moshe davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. We also have the Aseres HaDibros in this week's Parsha. And we also have Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. So some real tenets of our faith. We begin with Tefillah. We have the Aseres HaDibros, the review of the Aseres HaDibros. And we also have Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. So I want to specifically focus on one aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah. Okay? So the Parsha begins with Vaschanan, Al Hashem Ba'esahi Lemer. I implored, or I entreated, I davened. Targum Unkus says Vitzalesi Kadam Hashem, which is Targum Unkus's word for prayer, tzel, to come under the shade of God. I pray to Hashem. What was Moshe's dying wish, if you will? What was Moshe's last prayer? What was Moshe's most beloved desire that he didn't get? He begins not by stating his desire. He begins rather by stating how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Hashem Elokim Atach Hilos Al Arsus Avdecha Eskedolcha. You begun to show me your servant, your greatness, Asyadcha Chazaka, your strong hand. There is no God like you. There's no power like you in the heavens or in the earth who can do like your wonders and your deeds. And the Gemara learns out from here, Maseches Brachos, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shiv Chal Shal Makom V'achar Kach Yispal. Well, if you want to ask for something, you should always first praise, then pray. Right? It's like the ingrate child, Khalid, who keeps coming and saying, oh, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. Are you appreciative for what you have? Are you happy for what God gave you in the beginning? You're constantly asking more. What about, thank you so much, you're so wonderful to me in the first place. So Moshe begins his prayer, and the Gemara learns from here a principle, and this is what we do in Shemona Esrei. First we praise. Magen Avos and Kala Gadol Gibor Vanora, and then Rifa'enu, then V'lamal Shinim Al Sisikva, then Hashiva Shofteinu. Then we ask for whatever we need. Vis-a-vis a relationship with a child and a parent, we can understand. You show some Hakaras Satov, some appreciation of the godless, of the one giving it to you. Then you ask for more. So the first statement is, I implored or I entreated, I prayed to God at that time saying. We don't know the prayer right away. The next thing we know is how wonderful God has been showing Moses his outstretched arm. There's no one who could do like God's deeds. Then we come to the Tefillah. As Moshe's dying wish, Vaschanan, of course, is the gematria of 515. Chazal tells he asked 515 times to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. What do we do today? You buy a plane ticket, you make sure your passport's valid, you pack a bag. Ebrana, please let me cross over. The era is Haaretz HaTova. I want to see the good land, Asher Be'evra Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan River. Hahar Hatov, what's this good mountain? Rashi says Yerushalayim. Hahar Hatov is, I want to see Yerushalayim. V'halivonon, and I want to see Livonon. What's the Livonon? Both Rashi and Targum Unkla say, Unkla says, Beis Makdasha. What if you want to see, says Rashi? The Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, and so to Yodalad Amarav. Why did Moshe want to go in? Because he wants to eat the fruits. Lachom Aperia, Lispon Betuva. Moshe wants to go in because to fulfill mitzvos of Tlios Ba'aretz. What's Hashem's answer, of course?
Stop davening.
Yeah. The answer is b'kitzur, one word. You're not going in. One word is no. Why isn't Moshe allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael? We have to go back to Parshas Chukas. And in Parshas Chukas, in Perichov, one of the most tragic incidents in Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Hashem says to him, take the staff, speak to the rock, it will give forth water, the people will drink, everybody will be very happy. Moshe takes the stick, he lifts his hand, he strikes the rock, but before that he says, Shimuna hamor mamina selas and notzi lachamayim, vayach es hasela b'mateu pamayim v'ram yado, he lifts his hand, he strikes it out two times. Now what does God immediately say? Ya'an lohem mantim bilakti sheni le'enei b'nei. So you didn't make a Kiddush Hashem, you didn't believe me, you're not going in. So everybody associates Moshe's banishment in life and death from Eretz Yisrael with the sin in Parshas Chukas. What exactly was the sin? There are different opinions. According to Rashi in Parshas Chukas, what was the sin? The most famous, well-known reason for his sin is
he hit the rock
and he was told to vidibartem al hasela. He didn't speak to rock. According to Ibn Ezra, he said notzi lachamayim, we will bring forth water, instead of saying God will bring forth water. According to the Rambam, maybe we mentioned it once in class, according to the Rambam, Maimonides, Rambam says it was a tremendous chilul Hashem of a person of his stature to display ka'as, anger, where ka'as, anger was not warranted. That's what the Rambam holds the sin was, not striking the rock. Shimu na hamorim. Listen, oh you rebels, because people are supposed to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam. And what kind of example did Moshe Rabbeinu give to the people with anger. So far we have three opinions. Rashi, he struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Ibn Ezra, we will bring forth water. Rambam, anger. The Netziv says something beautiful and is the Emek Dover. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's chance to show the people that when you need something, talk to Hashem. Use koach of kol. Don't rely on miracles. This isn't the generation of the desert anymore. It's the generation of people who are going to cross into the promised land, who are going to need to work the land, face drought. What do you do when you're in trouble? Koach of kol. Kol, kol, Yaakov, dibartem. Speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Moshe dropped the ball. Or the staff. Either way, he did something wrong. Or I should say any which way, not either way. Except that here, after he davens v'eschanan, then he shavach shamakom, then he utters his tefillah. And what does he say then? Vayit'aber Hashem bi lema'anchem. Targum onkus, v'hava regaz min kadam Hashem alai. Rogaz, regaz, what is it? The wrath of God was against me lema'anchem. Who does he blame? The people. Below Shama Eli, and therefore, because he was angry at me because of you, God didn't listen to me, and he said, stop talking to me about this, go to the top of the peak, you can look in the four directions, you will see the land, you are not going there. So what do we just say? What does Moshe say? Why is he being banished? Ladies? Because of the people. But is it because of the people? Maybe he struck the rock. Maybe that was a sin. Rashi, no tzilacha mind. That was a sin. Ibn Ezra, anger. That was a sin. Rambam, he lost the chance to show the people we rely on koach of kol. Nitzivin is a emek davar. Any which way, it's not the people's fault. Furthermore, we see the same thing back in Devarim. In last week's parasha, God says nobody's going in when he recounts the sin of the spies, except for Kalev ben Yefuna and Yehoshua ben Nun. And then Moshe says, Gam bi hisanaf Hashem bilglalchem. What does that mean? God became angry at me because of you. Lemor gam ata lo tavosham. You're not going there. There's one more time, in fact, in the beginning of the Devarim, that Moshe blames the people. Three times Moshe says, it's not my fault I'm going there, it's not your fault. We can't understand that Moshe is passing the blame. He's not like Adam Arishon in the Garden of Eden. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all men, who knew Hashem panim al panim. We're not talking about an Adam Arishon who God says, why did you eat from the fruit? And Adam says, it's your fault. Ta'isha asher nasata imadi hi nasna livachal. If you wouldn't have given me woman, I wouldn't have sinned. How come Moshe, what, he's passing blame? How can we understand that he says to the people, God's angry at me because of you. I'm not going in because of you. It's a very strong kasha. Moshe's not passing blame. Moshe knows when you have to admit sin. Rav Salvechik has the most beautiful, profound, important pshah. This is a Tehillim group where we utter tefillos and prayer and shavach and bakasha for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Salvechik says, ready? Quote, what do you mean because of you? Had they been a prayerful people, like he was a prayerful leader, they would have ripped the decree to shreds. How could he say, because of you? He made a mistake. Whatever you understand the mistake, we can't say that, but Ibn Ezra and Rashi and Rambam and the Netziv could give us an interpretation. It's not that he didn't do something wrong, but in his moment of need, in his moment of tsar, in his moment of pain, in his moment of fall, nobody davened for him. Gambi hisanaf Hashem biglalchem. It's your fault because nobody helped me. What was Moshe's entire personality when he led the people for 40 years? Every time they're in trouble, what does he do? Every time they're in trouble, post Chayda Ego, I'm going to destroy them, start a new people, and not so fast. Yergimim Midas Harachamim. Post Meraglim, Yergimim Midas Harachamim. Every time they're in trouble, Moshe's whole life is one of tefillah. 120 days, Mayim Lo Achalti. My Moshe Sisi Lachem Lo Achalti, his kol tafkid is not only to lead the people, but to pray for the people. One time, their leader's in trouble. And what do? Vatesh ta'eda ubi'iram. Water comes out and everyone's drinking. So what do we learn from here? I'm going to repeat. It says of Salvechik, had they been a prayerful people, like he was a prayerful leader, they would have ripped the decree to shreds. They're coming up to Chodesh Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I was thinking of something, perhaps. We're coming up to Chodesh Elul, and one of the foundations of our faith is teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirin esro ha'gzera. Repentance, prayer, and charity erase the evil decree. But only if you're praying, not only for yourself, but for somebody else as well. Even the Gadol Hadar, needs tefillos of their fellow Jew. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Revim Zebazim. You should never think that anyone is such a tzaddik that they are above the level that they don't need. You might think, I'm such a simple person. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. I'm a aretz. A gadol ador needs my tefillah. What does Moshe say? Nobody davened for me. And therefore, I'm not going in because of you. Rav Nachman Tzvi Finkel, on the last Aseres HaMei Teshuvah, the last Erev Rosh Hashanah before his life, Zecher Tzadik V'recha, Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, he stood up at the podium in the Mir Beis Medrash, and he says, people ask, what should you think about during the Kolos? What should you think about during Tekiah Shofar? It's such an ace ratzon. And HaMelech is ascends his throne. What should you think about, says Rav Nachman Tzvi Finkel, you know what you should think about during Tekiah Shofar? The person next to you. Should think of your other Jew. What do they need? And so I was thinking, we're going to start saying soon, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, elo. We usually mean that symbolizes a relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani l'dodi, I am for my beloved, God, and God, my beloved, is for me. I was thinking that maybe it means that we should see every Jew is our yidid. A yid should be our yidid. Ani l'dodi, I will be for my friend, v'dodi li, and my friend will be for me. And perhaps if we can really think of the fellow Jew during Elo, these last days of Av, should be Menachem Avraham, as we go into the Yom, every time we utter tefillah for ourselves, think of one other person in need. If you're not thinking of the whole cloud, think of someone in Eretz Yisrael in need. Think of a community in Eretz Yisrael in need. Think of someone you know who needs a shirach. Think of somebody you know who needs parnasa. Think of one person who's in need. Gambihi sanaf Hashem begalalchem, because perhaps the evil decree comes because we have not davened on behalf of our fellow Jew. Kol Yisrael Revim Zabazah and Ani L'dodi V'dodi. So Be'ezras Hashem, you're moving on to your Tehillim now. Yimale Hashem, Kol Mishal L'Sibeinu V'tova, B'zchus Tfilas Rabim. Amen V'amein.